Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April 4th, 2023. And we're going to be in a subject today that I don't know why it is such a controversy in people. In my era, of course, you know, I'm an old man. I'm a boomer. And we did meditation because we wanted to find out if there was anything better than society. I mean, we looked at the options. None of us were pleased by the government. None of us trusted the government. So some people went to politics and then just being out and out annoying, never really doing anything with their life at all, nothing. They just complained and bitched and moaned. And then there were some who just conformed to it all and just were conventional and turned out conventional people. And then there were those very few of us that sought the other shore, something different. We wanted something significant, something with some gravitas to it, some meaning. So when I get these emails, and this is from Susan, and she doesn't tell me where she lives, and she goes into a litany of things about, you know, the arduousness of meditation, and is it really worth it, and should a person really devote their life to something that they see no results for, no change in their livingness for? And she says, why have us do meditation, Greg? What is the meaning? Now, I have never met her, okay? So I don't know what she calls meditation. I'm a meditation teacher. I teach Tibetan pulsing meditations. I teach very unique ways that I learned when I was in India, and it was very, very important to me at the time. But I was younger. I was of a different generation, a different motivation of people. The young people today, millennials, Gen Xers, Gen Yers, all the Yers and Jenners, they all see things in a different light. They were raised, in my opinion, differently than boomers were. And boomers were not raised well at all, not at all. And so when it came to the idea of how you're going to live your life, there wasn't much difference between a millennial, Gen X, or Gen Y, than a boomer. There really wasn't any real difference. The only difference was politics and the world at that time, society at that time, and the number of people on the planet at that time. Now, compared to now, things have, you know, changed drastically, as we all know, and nothing is really, shall we say, pulsating in the direction of love or awareness or the mystery of the mystique of the mystery that is love and spiritual awakening. So we come from different places, all of us. So Susan, she is, 28 years old. So she's a young person. And she asks in her dictates to me, telling me how things should be and how things should be. What do we meditate for? What do we meditate to? And why should we? Those are her questions. So I'm going to try to answer them all in a bulk. We don't meditate for anything. We don't meditate to anything. And the reason we meditate is for no thing. And that is very hard for people to kind of qualify and think about. It's not something you can think about. Thinking about emptiness. What is emptiness? How do you make that something meaningful? People don't want to be alone. They can't be alone. They've always got to have someone around them or something doing. They've got to stay busy, as I hear people tell me. And they don't know how to move in silence. So Susan, here's my gig. You don't have to meditate. If you don't want to meditate, you don't want to meditate. If you don't have the ilk to move forward into something that would reveal the love, the light, the nature of the universe and the nature of where you fit in that universe, then you're not going to meditate. It sounds to me like you're meditating for self-improvement, for self-esteem. Those things don't work. They don't matter. We don't meditate for the sake of improving our own opinion of ourselves. That's not the way. You meditate because you suddenly realize somewhere along the line of your life that there are no more options than that of transcendence. And when you're young and the chemicals are all running around in the right place and in the right way, that is a very difficult thing to realize because you live in the environment inwardly under the auspice of drugs inside your body, not you know, drugs you take orally or cocaine or things like that. But we have reactions in our brain that do simulate cocaine. It's in the back of our brain, and it the oxytocins squirt out and they spread all over the brain, and before you know it, you and I are doing things and saying things and obsessed by things that we think will bring us happiness. The whole idea is to avoid being ourselves. That's what's really going on. People will say, I just want to be me. Well, what does that mean? If you're just being you, you're just being you. Is that not enough? Evidently not. And so what people want is something better than themselves. They want something that will make them happy, that will make them feel important, that will make them feel loved, that kind of stuff. And they actually live for this kind of a belief and emotional impulse and primitive lifestyle. And they think that being happy would be to have a certain element of this, that, and the other in their life, whatever those things are. And that's what they're seeking. And they're hoping that in meditation, they can get those things. Now, really, to be honest with you, of course, that isn't the setting for meditation at all. If you were to just seek what would make you happy, as you state in your email, what you would do is just eat meat, eat, have one pleasure after another in the course of a day, not have to work, never be bored, have constant sex or whatever it is that turns you on, and you would just be happier than a bug in a rug. That'd be it. Wouldn't be any further than that. And this is what most people think of as their life. They live in a nihilism that is destroying not only society, but their own life. And society, it goes through all sorts of ugly things. So I don't want to get into that in this particular edition of my podcast. But you start to realize, my God, what am I doing? How am I living? Meditation is for that person who has the ilk to see a little further ahead than their body would purport to them. The ability to realize that there's something greater within, something more profound, I should say, that lives within them that would exceed the expectations of the ego and not involve the ego at all. It wouldn't be there to gratify it or to make it feel important or to make that person feel important. So if you really want to get into it, you'd have to have that kind of ilk. Now, most people don't have that. And that's why meditation isn't very popular. And there's all sorts of mumbo jumbo about it and hysteria and rumors and stuff like that. It's just crazy, and I just don't get involved in it. But if you really want to get into meditation, go to the website, as you have, Susan. You will see there are many methods, many ways, many opportunities for you to come and meditate with us and actually learn meditation. And that's all I have to say. I hope that helped you. I really do. And you know, you have my phone number. If you need to call, you know you can. Thank you for listening. Thank you all for your attentions. I hope you will please forgive me, and I'll be back on the air tomorrow.